Good afternoon. We continue with this edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm okay.
All right, Mr. Ellis. When the tax man first started there, I thought that today was going to be the first day that me and he was going to agree. But then he veered off on the track there that I decided I would have to put in my 2 cents bit. But before I go there, Mr. Ellis, I got one for you. Now, this is years now that I've been trying to get you to link up with Mr. Wickham wherever he is to do the program. And lo and behold, you poo-poo it and never did it. But now you wait till you're last man standing or the boy on the burning deck for it to be the lifesaver. But all I would say about it, it is better late than never. So I would leave that there, Mr. Ellis. Now the stats man start out and he went on statues. And he started with Nelson. Then he went to Errol Barra. And everybody know my stand on the Errol Barra statue. He said, do not build the monuments onto him, so none should not be built. That's my take on it. But then when he went on to try to show why it should not be done, it jumped out at me that on numerous occasions, I asked you, Mr. Ellis, to publish the findings that was done just before the turn of the century when we vote for the man of the century. So one more time, I'm begging you, Mr. Ellis, before the program is finished, get the results and publish them for the tax man, because I'm convinced he wasn't in Barbados at that time for the turn of the century. But he will see that there's something like 22 points clear that Mr. Barrow won by, and all the rest was also runs. So he can't come to tell nobody what Barrow did or didn't do. It is there crystal clear for ordinary Barbadians. Those are the ones that went and vote, and not only the sophisticated ones like him. So we can leave that there too, Mr. Ellis, or if you want to comment on it.
No, not at all.
No, good. No problem. No, Mr. Ellis, we know how the cabinet reshuffled there, right? I was one that had called for the Minister of Tourism to go. Go ahead, said, jokingly, if there's no tourism, they need a tourism minister. So I don't have a problem with him moving. But I would like to ask
you... That don't make sense, because he has been replaced. The post of tourism minister has not been abolished.
Mr. Ellis, I said that you only did it jokingly. I know you had to be a tourism minister. So that's what I said. It don't bother me. My question to you, Mr. Ellis, in your lifetime, and yours, I think, is just after mine, and in my lifetime, the Attorney General, Minister of Home Affairs, and whatever, has been the worst ever, the poorest performance ever, and he ain't get touched. Right now, Edmund Hinkson had the police. They take it away last time. And now they come and take away everything from him this time. So it can't be that he's still failing in it. It has gotten worse. I spoke to you last week or earlier, I think it was last week, about record numbers. You tried to poo-poo that again, and then before the Catholic years, we had some more killing, Mr. Ellis. Right now, you're looking at one short of 50 for last year, because that's what you had to tell Mr. Wickham, so it was relatively in his ears. We at the halfway stage of the year, and we halfway there. So we on track for another record year. Don't mind you trying to run from it, Mr. Ellis. And I don't understand how you could move everybody else except him. For some reason, you seem to be beholden to him, Mr.
Okay.
Ellis.
Well, A lot depends upon what you're looking at. I mean, I suspect that the Prime Minister, in her assessment of his performance, would be going wider than the number of people who were killed in the country. Because, for instance, we have had a lot of legislation. I would think that the kind of legislation that I've seen going before Parliament, the number of pieces suggests to me that there's got to be some record in that too. And, you know, to actually oversee that, she may well be looking at that as one of the items that would reinforce her faith in him. You have decided that you will look only at one thing. But remember, if you are looking at the performance of someone, you are going to look at a variety of things to come to the conclusion as to whether you're going to keep them in that post or not. Some of those things are going to be seen by the public, and some of them won't. So perhaps that explains why the Prime Minister doesn't see it your way.
Mr. Ellis, how can you determine that I'm looking at one thing? Mr. Ellis?
Because that's what you said.
No, I said we are on track for records in that area.
That was what you said. I was going with what you identified.
Mr. Ellis,
you identified crime and crime alone.
No, Mr. Ellis. I only identify one. When he speak out of turn. You've got to come back and be correcting. You've got to be running back. You've got to be backtracking. You've got to be all kinds of things. All this talk you're talking about, legislation is one thing. Policing it is another thing. There's all kinds of legislation there, and it ain't getting policed. He even went as far as having a gun amnesty, and it is the poorest returns for turning in guns ever. So don't wait to tell me about legislation and policing. Right now, he got two commissioners, two deputy commissioners. He got everything that he wants. But he ain't bringing in the results that should come with it, Mr. Ellis.
He only just got the two deputies. So, since he only just got the two deputies, you can't measure him on that.
Mr. Ellis, he got the deputy sent last year. The deputy was there more than a year ago.
Well, I'm not so sure that that legislation was made retroactive.
Yes,
the legislation was made retroactive?
He was in the job a year ago, so it is.
I don't know that you can make the legislation retroactive.
Mr. Ellis, he was on the job more than a year ago. So he was working on the job since just before the middle of last year. It's been there. It's in there. You can run a hide from now. You can polish it, Mr. Ellis. It's been there, and I would like that we get some results. Now, we now gone a bit further and inviting people to come here for a year. You expect these people can come here and feel comfortable coming here for a year?
Remember that we all got a drink out of this soup. And I don't understand how you can, at this stage of the game, be projecting record numbers for crime in Barbados this year. I mean, this is alarmist. You are being alarmist. And there are those who will suggest to you that you're being irresponsible as a Bajan.
That is true.
On the basis of 24 murders this time of the year, to be projecting that we can have a record number. We had a record number last year. So I don't think that is a reasonable position to take.
24 in 6 months is half of the time, so you're on track.
You know what you should do for us? We got to 50. We got to 50 last year. It would be interesting to check. It would be interesting to check how many murders we had same time last year.
Well, Miss Ellis, you know they can vary things. But
you're looking vary things. You because you come in here to talk statistics, but you only come half prepared.
No,
all right,
half prepared. Remember crop over time and thing where you can get it spiking.
Oh my goodness. Look, I cannot, I really can't encourage you to sit down and on the basis of where we are, project that we're going to have another record year when it comes to crime. And then you hold that against somebody. I mean, that's pure speculation on your part. I mean, one death is one too many. And certainly we've had a situation in this country, for instance, where somebody went in a house and killed three people one morning. All right? Those things matter. And they help to push the figures much further and that sort of thing. But I hope that we don't have a record here. And I don't know that you can measure. Look, the Prime Minister, in her own judgment, would obviously have been taking that and other matters into consideration. You, as a member of the public, you are free to come to your own conclusion, to say whether you think he's done a good job or not. And he has to defend himself at the end of the day. That's what our system is all about. So I thank you very much for your assessment. All right. Hello.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's Galasno. Sorry. How are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. And you?
I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I sat there and I listened to that gentleman. You call him the stats, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to. Stats are always important. But I think he needs to show some pride in his country. When I listened to him speaking about the right excellent Errol Barrow, I was wounded. I've had the privilege to write a book called Prime Ministers of Barbados. And I therefore have in front of me all of the information about these prime ministers. And when I look back at the chapter on the right excellent Errol Barrow, I think it would have to be somebody who is so ungrateful, whose mind, as you were saying, Barbara, is so bad, to speak in that manner about somebody who has contributed to Barbados in such a significant way. You know that even Lionel Cried, the late Lionel Cried, who was a highly partisan man, he told me that the KFL campus should have been named after the right excellent Errol Barrow. Prime Minister of Barbados, Mr. Owen Arthur, decided to have a monument placed in Independence Square for the Right Honorable Errol Barrow. The excellent, not Right Honorable, excellent. So, and let me point out, because you talk about education, but Errol Barrow did not only contribute to education. He contributed significantly to housing a lot of our poor people in Barbados. And I will give you facts. He contributed significantly to ensuring that a lot of those people, particularly girls who had left school, could find jobs in the manufacturing sector. He also made sure that those people who were interested in culture were able to participate in NIFCA and expose their talents. Cropover came back into being. And for those people who are now benefiting from the National Insurance Program, he ensured that that program was put into place. I mean, to have somebody like that, and you, because you can come on a radio station, that you can tear them down. I mean, this is a tear-down society. But to do that, I think that something would have to be wrong with a gentleman who could dare to come on air. I mean, let us deal. Everybody has some kind of fault. And he could talk about the Public Order Act, if you view it one way, but although it brought order to crowd control and so on. He could speak about the disestablishment of the Anglican Church. But that was necessary because there were other churches, other religions, and the Anglican Church was not the principal religion, so he opened it up. And you could find a lot of these things to talk about. But when you look at the big picture, it's like criticizing your father, who has been dutiful to you, was providing you with food, shelter, clothing, and ensured that you were educated and you got to school and all of that. It's like criticizing him. But you know what? I have some people who believe that they can believe anything. And there are some that would even criticize the father, and some would even try to beat him, as we will see in some cases of recent vintage. But I can sit here and hear that and not call in. So I took up the phone and called. But let me give you give me a chance to give some facts, because...
What more facts? You've given facts.
Let me give the specifics on the education thing, right? Because the same way he can come on there and put out that nonsense. Let me give me a chance to put the story, right? Education is not only about free education. It is about, for example, the expansion of the number of schools. The whole number of schools were built during that period. It is about the establishment of Careful Campus in 1963. It is about helping the private schools then. They give them assistance at the modern and federal and cooperative. They got assistance in terms of subventions and so on. Students who went there were given bursaries. And because of that, a lot of these people are not able to make a significant contribution to Barbados. In the area of housing, a lot of those housing estates were built during that period. Silver Hill, you have the number of them. You got
we
got
to go now, because you touched on housing earlier, and I thought you did a pretty good job of identifying the positives. So I don't want us to go in the direction of belaboring that particular point. And there are several other people who, want to get through. So thanks very much. Now, the latest score I have here, the third test, England have really staged a bit of a recovery. They're 209-4. West Indies won the toss and elected to field. Those of you who have been following this would know that. Pope is not out on 67, and Butler is not out on 32. So they have been able to pull it back somewhat during the course of the day's play. Someone sent us a note here saying that there's a tree in Belfield land that needs trimming. It is going through the electric wires, and sometimes you can see the wires sparking when the wind blows. Now, you all know that we are likely to get some high winds. It's possible that we may get some high winds overnight into early tomorrow. And therefore, there's a need, an urgent need to look at this matter. The pole number for the Light and Power Company is SDK158. SDK158 in Belfield land, where this electric wire is going through a tree and it's sparking at points. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, hello.
How is it, you and everyone else? Okay, I just mentioned that the reshuffle, things have to happen. But I was just a little surprised that Mr. Trevor Prescott was removed from that area, because I see him as a real rootsy man. He's a rootsy guy in there. And, say for instance, Reverend Astley, I think we need a balancing cabinet. We need somebody who would intercede for this country when it comes to prayer and different things like that. And I think we'd be missing out if we don't include certain aspects of people who are cultural, people who are religious.
But he's still in Parliament, and he's able to speak from the backbench of Parliament to the very issues that you're concerned about.
Can you really be...
You've got more
really
freedom to speak.
You
have more freedom to speak.
All right, but to do is like talking about, not just to speak.
Well...
So, I got an argument apart from, I was just surprised at his removal from that area, because I know that he's a good man.
There is a possibility, ma'am, that an element of this has to do with what we call that concept of basically preparing for the future.
Yeah,
succession planning. And because if you look, a lot of people don't realize that what Trevor Prescott's age is, he looks good for his age, and therefore I sense that there is an element of that which is taking place here, looking at people who may not necessarily be running in the next election. And there is a need now to start grooming people to fill their slots.
You can't take you see these women and men are serving on the U.S. Senate and Congress. And think, I mean, some of these people are 80-something, 70-something. Because you can't take all. I really want to touch this thing before I go, though. Where the thing coming out?
You mean the news?
The other part coming
out. News coming up. Okay, well, you could perhaps call back. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Welcome to the continuation of Down to Brass Tacks. Here is a response from a listener. All I am hearing on the radio is reshuffle, reshuffle, reshuffle. Let's talk about the money that the people out there who got laid off, who lost their jobs, are not getting from the NIS. The person says, to be honest, if my mom wasn't listening to the radio, it would be off long time ago. Well, long may your mom live, okay? Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening and you wouldn't be complaining. But at least you've done something that you can do in a more effective way. If you feel that something important is not being discussed, you know that you can send us a note, you can call, you can put the item on the agenda too, you know. Why you look, you know, this idea of blaming everybody else for talking about the wrong thing is really, it doesn't cut it. You have the capacity to speak for yourself, okay? This one says, we have a lot of hypocrites on the calling show. You were hearing a lot of noise about the AG not doing his work. Now you're hearing certain voices silent. So they're saying that in the past, you heard people saying that the AG wasn't doing his work, and now today it's a completely different tune. This other one says, it's amazing how many Bajans seem to take pride in wishing for the destruction of my beautiful Barbados. If crime is down, all parishes getting plenty of water, jobs available, streets clean, wouldn't everyone be living a little better? Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, David.
Yes.
Yeah, long time being in chat. My concern really is this. About an hour ago, I came off the line with speaking with the director of the drainage unit, right? For a problem that we had. I went there about 6 weeks ago to send some people with me. We discussed it and whatever, and they didn't come back. But I talked to him again today, right? We got a serious problem there in St. Michael's Southeast. And
where's St. Michael's Southeast? You got to be more specific as to where that is.
St. Valley Pine, Billy, that's the area.
Okay, that's Sandia Bradshaw's constituency.
Sandia Bradshaw, right? And this is a long time now I've been trying to get hold of her. Other people have been complaining that they don't see her and they don't understand what she's doing.
What is the problem?
The problems, especially in that area, if you know Kentucky at the corner of Princess Royal Avenue?
Yes.
Right. As soon as you swing above there, you will see a house there. That man is 80-somebody years old. And that house, you would see it for yourself. I don't even want to describe it because I don't know somebody could be living in it. Absolutely no help. We got a problem here with the cracking up of people's houses in Blackmon Field. The land is slipping. We got a problem with the roads in total disrepair in that area. One of the most significant problems that I find is, if you could remember clearly, there was an editorial in the papers, after the election, where the Prime Minister of Barbados was saying that the Pine is becoming like a shanty town. You remember seeing those clippings in the pieces of houses that putting up? The hurtful thing about it is only the night before a youngster came to me, I say youngster, he's 50 years old now, came to me crying, complaining that there's nothing at all he could get to do. Even with this cover, he was under so much pressure and he found himself up on the night to beg people and things. It hurt me to the core because I could tell this, David, I know that family, mother, father, the 10 children, great-grandchildren and grands have always supported the Barbados Labour Party. And now he's in this position. Absolutely no help.
All right. Now, let's accept that. But let me ask you this question. What has happened in Barbados in the last 2 years, in your judgment, that would allow the government to be able to fix these problems?
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
I know that you could remember very clearly that me and you had a discussion a few years ago, speaking specifically about that land on Point East West Boulevard, and saying that we should have been granted permission to use that land since years ago to plant food.
That's not answering my question.
No, I'm going to answer your question. I'm explaining to you. You asked me a question if what the government could have done during the last 2 years. This is what I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
We know it was always a struggle coming out of the last 10 years.
Right.
And we know food is very important and essential to people. That is why I told you a few years ago, that this is the way that we should have started doing it. And we have enough resources in the bank to start these type of things.
But
you see what COVID have taught us.
But I want to say to you that even if you got the land for food purposes, that was not going to address all of the issues that you are concerned about. And my difficulty with some of the arguments that I hear, it comes across as though within the last 2 years or so, it was business as usual. I thought that we struggled, first of all, to deal with the national debt and stuff like that. Had a lot of attention paid to that. And just when you thought we were going to be coming out of this situation and there started to be some level of confidence coming back, COVID came. So my counter to you is that sometimes when I hear some people talk, it comes across as though nothing significant changed for Barbados. And it comes across as though it was business as usual.
David?
Yeah.
Granted what you are saying, I understand, and I think most civil-minded people in Barbados understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What I am saying to you, that when you have selected or elected somebody to represent you, you want representation in the form of the ideas that the people in your area could bring to you who have the know-how and the knowledge.
Yeah.
And once you are not addressing, as a matter of fact, let me tell you. Once
but
you
your parliamentary representative also took ill. And had to spend a lot of time looking after her own health.
Yes, I agree with that. And remember, Dame Billy Miller told us from very early, do not pressure our representatives. We did not.
So isn't it reasonable that some of the things that you would ordinarily expect to get, it would be difficult to get them, first of all, because of the national situation, and then the personal challenges that she faced?
Mr. Ellis,
yes.
I understand that, and as I told you, the people said nothing, the people abided, the people did everything possible to take all the pressure they could have taken. What I'm saying to you, since all these things have happened, as a matter of fact, one resident that the house is cracked up, mashed up, this 5 years she was trying to get hold of this for appointment, I've never seen her. As a matter of fact, urban development went there, the talk, nothing was ever done. She died last year without getting any help at all. What I'm saying to you, David, is that...
Well, somebody says here to me that the house that you are referring to opposite KFC is occupied by someone who has refused to leave for better accommodation. The person says, I'm involved with a group that offered, and unfortunately he didn't accept. You see, when you come to this situation, there's sometimes more to this than meets the eye. And I hear so many situations here when you get the other side of the picture. You hear about all these efforts that have been made, a certain degree of stubbornness. People don't want to move for one reason or another. Sometimes these situations are tied up in litigation. So it is trying to... Yeah, sometimes when you're looking at it from afar... And, you see, and let me say something else to you as well. Let me say something else. An MP may not get to see the MP, but it does not necessarily mean that the MP, the people who work for the MP, have not been working on the problem.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
There's something called the truth, and the truth of all this is at the end. I have spoken, I'm a bread and board person up there. I have spoken to that man even quite recently. He was supposed to get a house in Golden Rock to go in this house and somebody in it, all they know.
Mm-hmm.
So then you see these people, I was wrong, the political field in a sense. You might know that. And I know a lot of what these people is do and who is encouraged to call and say these things to refute these type of statements. But I am the type of person, I've always been a member of the Barbados Party, but I am not the type of person is going to favor nobody or see nobody in the area get unfair because of any political... Yes, that's me.
That may be so, but you know what?
Now,
those of you who may have a different view, I think for me, as a person here, as a moderator, I have to be cognizant of the fact that there is more than one side to every story. It's not about defending anybody, but it's to recognize that there's always the possibility of another side to every story. And those who want me to be anything other than that, they got to go to somebody else for that. You're never going to get that from me. And I know that there are people in this country who want to take Barbados down a path where people of a different point of view cannot be heard. A lot of you exist out there. And if you expect that of me, I'm never going to do that. Because I can sit down here and hear you as a political operative. I don't know everything that motivates people when they come on the program. Sometimes you may be a BLP supporter who get vexed with the person that is in your constituency and want to put some licks in them. And you come to the call-in program. I'm not saying that this is your situation. But, you know, sometimes it can happen like that. And then when I leave here, I realize, but wait, well, this is not the full story. So I have to give some latitude to the possibility that there is another side to this that I haven't heard. Gotta be cautious.
I can understand what you are saying. But I am saying to you, I would not come on this program or meet anybody anywhere to cause havoc among people. My job is, as I've always said, that once you come to represent St. Michael's Southeast, and you are not doing anything for the benefit of the people, I don't care who you are, I am going to speak up against you.
Yeah,
that
but you see, but that's your motivation. You have a reputation to maintain as somebody who speaks on behalf of the underprivileged. I don't take that from you. I just say to you, I have to take into consideration that your perspective on it is not the only perspective on it.
I am saying to you, and I say to you again, I know already what people can do and how to create mischief. I know what people will do. But the fact remains is that these are things that I know and intimately know about these problems that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And these problems need to be at least heard by all representatives. That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me ask you something. I think if you are as passionate about this as you are, it must be possible for you to use the corridors of the Barbados Labour Party that you say you support to be able to have these matters heard at a constituency level or to make some appointment to be seen by the minister or somebody who represents that MP in the area. You must know how to do it.
That is why I'm saying to you, Mr. Ellis, that is why I'm saying to you that I have tried to make contact with all my representatives. And the reply is, will do. This is 3 months ago. That's the only reply.
Okay.
But I had to get somebody, because I know I ain't affair with the WhatsApp and whatever, and I had to get somebody to do it.
Okay.
And I said, no, not a call. That is why I called brass tacks.
Could you feel slighted? They haven't, treat you with disrespect. If you take 3 months to get back to you, you feel as though...
It is total disrespect, not only to me, it is total disrespect to the people in St. Michael's office that cannot get an audience with all representatives.
Well, I hope the representative hears what people are saying, what you are saying. You say you're speaking on behalf of other people. I cannot counter that. That's your experience. And it is left to her and the people who are working closely with her to address that particular matter, okay?
You all to come there so we could hear our views, that everybody can understand what really is happening
right.
And what is going on.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for calling. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Right now, I believe that the big heads in government are trying to organize things for this hurricane. Let's say, for argument's sake, that some madman will pick up a sword and kill 10 people. How can we blame that there on the AG? Because he at that meeting, he give the man the sword, or he and the man head. You know, I sit down here and hear two DLP operatives castigating the AG for something that he have nothing to do with.
Yeah, but he castigated the former AG for something that he didn't have anything to do with, too. That's what they're saying. You see, when you are in opposition and you take certain positions, you got to be prepared for what's going to come at you.
Yes, that is true. I agree to that. But common sense can tell you that the AG have nothing to do with that. They should deal with him on his comments about the last AG. But he can't. Them here can't blame me for the people that walk over and shoot and kill people. How they can do that? You can tell me how they can do that.
They're only blaming him because of the kinds of comments he made when he was in opposition. He made comments that are now coming back to haunt him.
Okay, well, I can agree with that. The comments come back to haunt him.
Precisely. Look.
I heard this guy, the guy prior was talking about representative not looking after people. And only this morning, there's an old guy that I have. So, and he was telling me the same thing about his representative and my representative. Is that these people go on sleep? Or these people feel like they're going to come back to the people in the next election? Honestly, I don't know what these people really think, though. Honest to God. And then the same guy is telling me that he passed through the district, and a crowd of people were saying, "My good knowing that you support some person looking for help, not really for me, but for other people, and you ain't getting none." And you're hearing the same thing over and over all the time.
All right. I've had a check here on this question of this legislation relating to the deputy commissioner, because there was some measure of confusion as to whether it was made retroactive or not. The check has shown that it has been made retroactive and came into effect on the 1st of May 2019. Mm-hmm. The 1st of May 2019 is when they put it into effect.